Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
Hello, everybody. Friday is here, and so are we. This is the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. This is Kenneth Copeland Bible College. This is the student body, and today is a day of faith. Hallelujah. So give the Lord praise. All last week, we had a faith review. Now, for the benefit of the radio and television audience, when we talk about faith, we're talking about the word of faith. We're talking about the spiritual force of faith, which I will go to Hebrews chapter 1 in the Classic Amplified. And we will see, or Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Now, here is a working definition. In fact, Hebrews chapter 11 is the Faith Hall of Fame. By faith, by faith, by faith, by faith. Now, what do we mean by faith? Now, faith is the assurance, the confirmation, the title deed of the things we hope for, being the proof of things we do not see and the conviction of their reality, faith perceiving as real fact what's not revealed to the senses. You could have someone call you and say, well, I had Carolyn Savelle's dad call me one day. And he said, Kenneth, Mary and I have been praying for you and your ministry. And the Lord said something to us about an airplane. You believing for an airplane? I said, yes, sir, I am. Well, he said, I'm sending you money for an airplane. I said, Olin, how much is it? And he told me. Now, the airplane was $9,000. Little red single engine Cessna Skylane. $9,000. I already had five, and I had just come from the airport, and Pappy Spinks, who owned the airport and the airplane, I used to work for him. And the Lord dropped that into my spirit. And so I went out there and handed him that $5,000. I'd been believing for that for days and weeks. And I said, I'm not going to fly that airplane until I don't borrow money. No. Okay. But I said, I'll get the rest of it. The Lord will give it for me. So I walked out the door, started out the door. And I turned around. I said, Pappy, now see, I'm saying it. He didn't know it. I said, the Lord will get me the rest of that money. Well, do you have any idea when? I said, no, sir, but I'll let you know. I drove home, which is 15 minutes. A note, Gloria said, call Olin Creech. I called him. The airplane was $9,000. I gave Pappy five. Olin said, I put a check in the mail yesterday. I said, how much for? He said, $3,500. So add that together. $5,000 and $3,500. I just happened to have $500. That airplane was mine. That airplane was mine. I didn't even have the title yet. And it was mine. Yes. Did you see title deed?
Yes.
Faith is the title deed.
Yes.
Somebody could call you and tell you, the Lord has instructed me to give you our car. Glory to God. Gloria, we have a new car. Really? Yes, we have it. It's ours. I don't have the title yet, but I believe the person said it, and I own that car. I have title deed to it before I ever have the title in my hand. Yes. That's faith. That's faith. I have the title deed to my healing before anybody ever pronounces me well. I told you already about being healed of that little skin cancer on my hand. I had that before Pastor George ever anointed me with oil. Amen. I knew it. They didn't have to tell me that. And the moment he touched my hand with that oil, it was a shock of electricity went through me, and then I laughed. And I thought, I got it. Praise God, it's mine. And sure enough, there was no cancer in there. They just sewed it up. Praise God. Now then, let's go back where we were in 1 John. Whosoever meaneth me, whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ, is born of God. And everyone that loveth him that begat, loveth him also that's begotten of him. By this we know we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God. One translation says, for this is loving God, that we keep his commandments. Well, let's go to John 14. Now we're back at the covenant meal. We'll go to John 14. In the 13th chapter, we get the new commandment of love, 34th and 35th verses. Then you come across to the 14th chapter, the 21st verse. Are you there? He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and I will manifest myself to him. There's no one in this room that does not want Jesus to manifest himself to us. Amen. Amen. I'm more interested in what he has to say than what he looks like. But if you tell someone, I had a vision, I saw Jesus, 9 out of 10 of them will say, what does he look like? No, what did he say? Then we can talk about what he looks like. Did you ever think about what it means that I like you? That literally means I want to be like you. I like you. I want to be like you. I don't like you. I don't want to be like you. I like Jesus. Yes. And he likes me.
Yes.
He told me one time, he said, I love you, Kenneth, but I don't like you very much. I said, Lord, why? You know, here in my spirit. He said, you're too high-tempered. He said, I can't enlarge your ministry any further from here. I said, Lord, I don't understand. He said, well, you're too high-tempered. He said, somebody criticizes you and it makes you mad. Well, it hadn't been but a little while before that, some man walked up to me with a big smile on his face, and he said, I've never heard anybody rape the scriptures like you did tonight, and just turned around and walked on. With a smile on his face, he said that. Well, he probably forgot that, but I didn't. Now, first I wanted to hit him, and then I wanted to cry, you know what I mean? And it just go over and over and over in my thing. And then all the things I wish I'd have said, I'll tell you what, I'll give you a piece of my mind. Now, wait a minute, you may not have many pieces left. He said, if you want my will for you, don't ever read about yourself in print again. Not ever again. Ever. Tell your staff to never bring you anything in print about you, good or bad. He said, the bad stuff is too hard to get rid of. Don't read books anybody writes about you, good or bad. Don't do it. And he said, you don't even try to get rid of the good stuff, and sometimes that's more dangerous than the other. It changed my entire life. There's been all kinds of things, all kinds of silly little books, you know, about... And if you want some nasty books written about you, I can tell you how to do it. Prosper financially and get you an airplane. Here it comes, And then you get the second airplane and they come out of the woodwork. Then you get a fleet of airplanes and...
Oh, boy.
But there are things that have happened that would not have happened had we not had the aircraft to take care of the job. I mean, powerful things. Praise God. I won't take time to go into that. But he that has my commandments and keeps them, he it is that loves me. Well, I love you, Jesus. Well, did you do what I told you to do? Well, no, I just couldn't work it out. Well, no, you don't love him enough to go ahead and do what he told you to do. And if things are not working in your life quite right and your faith's not working like you think it should, go back to the last thing he told you to do and meditate on that and take care of that. In other words, clean up. Go take a spiritual bath and then come back. Did you know the name was so important to the scribes that every time they wrote that name that they would not pronounce, they would go bathe before they wrote it. If they wrote it five times, they bathed five times before they would write that name. Now, when his name becomes that precious to you and me, his name is the name of every name that's named in heaven, earth, and in hell. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And every knee bow and every tongue confess that he is Lord. He is Lord. Thank you, Jesus. So, and this, I'm a whosoever, who is he? Verse 4. Whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. Now, I found out I'm a whosoever. Now, I'm a whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. That powerful force, it will overcome the whole world in your life. All that's around you, everything that happens, glory to God, you go to sleep at night with praising God. Don't just flop over there and start sleeping. Every night. Now, Brother Hagin, before he would go to sleep, he would read something about healing. He had to have healing to live. I didn't. I've been healthy all my life. Now, the devil's tried to kill me. I got snake bit when I was just a little boy. Just not quite obedient to my mother. We were in Oklahoma up in the Cookson Hills. My dad gone up there and gone fishing. And I mean, I've told you this before. When I was a little boy, I mean, if there was water, I wanted to jump in it. And we'd just drive down the road and the bar ditch be full of water. I'd say, Daddy, stop. I want to jump in that ditch. Well, don't you go diving in there. You don't know what's under the water. And he just stopped and let me swim in a mud hole. Well, the water is very clear up around the edge of the river. And there's a shale bed there. I had on my bathing suit. And I obeyed. I didn't get out in that river because the river was running pretty fast. So I went out there just to play in that water, and I felt something, and I rolled over, and there was a snake went out like that. Well, I did what you should never do. I ran to the back door of that cabin And I hollered at mother, and she came there, and that's all I remember. I just passed out in her arms. Then my dad got in, and so I was just in the bed, just sweat pouring out of me, fever high. My dad ran up to the desk and asked if there was a doctor. And he said, Copeland, the nearest doctor is miles away. But he said, there's an Indian doctor that lives right up the road here. And he said, he's a good doctor. He said, he takes care of all of the people that work in the power plant and all that. He said, he's a good doctor. So Dad said, call him. He came in. When he walked in the door, he said, that boy's snake bit. He could smell it. I remember just little things. I had to wake up and go out. And he said, well, all you can do is just keep him cool, because it's gone so far now that he said, there's really not anything I can do. Well, of course, you know what my mother did. I mean, she just, like she would say, just hit it in prayer. This was back before she and my dad had received the baptism of the Spirit. But that didn't mean anything. She prayed night and day. And so she just went to praying. And I remember waking up, and she would take the sheets. She took the sheets off the bed and put the shower curtain out of the bathroom underneath the sheet to protect the mattress. But, I mean, a couple of 3 days, I was all right. So the devil tried his best, but his best wasn't good enough. Hallelujah. Why? Because of faith in God, starting with my mother. She just wouldn't quit. Glory to God. Now, this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Now, 1 Corinthians. Glory to God. Chapter 15, oh, the victory chapter. My. Verse 39 of 14, wherefore, brethren, covet to prophesy and forbid not to speak with tongues. Let all things be done decently and in order. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you have received and wherein you stand. Do you stand in that gospel? Yes, we do. By which also you are saved, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that He was buried, and that He arose again the third day according to the Scriptures, that He was seen of Cephas, then of the 12. After that, He was seen of above 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain unto this present, but some are fallen asleep. After that, He was seen of James, then all of the apostles, and last of all, He was seen of me also as one born out of due time. For I am the least of the apostles, that am not meet to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am, and His grace was bestowed upon me. He was not in vain, but I labored more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me. Therefore, whether it were I or they, so we preach, and so we believed. Now, if Christ be preached that He arose from the dead, how say many, some among you, that there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there be no resurrection of the dead, then Christ is not risen. But if Christ be not risen, then our preaching is in vain, and your faith is also in vain. Yea, we are found false witnesses of God, because we have testified of God that He raised up Christ, whom He raised not up, if so be that the dead rise not. For if the dead rise not, then is Christ raised? Is not Christ raised? If Christ be not raised, your faith is in vain. you are yet in your sins. They also which are fallen asleep in Christ are perished. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. But now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that slept. For since by man came death, by man also came the resurrection of the dead. For as Adam, in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall they be made alive. Every man in his own order, Christ the first fruits, afterward they that are in Christ at his coming. Then cometh the end, when he shall have delivered up the kingdom of God, even the Father, when he shall have put away all rule and all authority and power. For he must reign till he hath put all enemies under his feet. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. But he hath the last one, death. We're talking about life and death. For he hath put all things under his feet, but when he saith all things are put unto him, it is manifest that he is expected which did put all things unto him. And when all things shall be subdued unto him, then shall the Son also himself be subject unto him that put all things unto him, that God may be all in all. Now, we could keep on reading, and you need to read all of that. Go to the 33rd. Be not deceived. Evil communications corrupt good manner. Awake unto righteousness and sin not. For some have not the knowledge of God. I speak this to your shame. But some man will say, how are the dead raised up? With what body do they come? Thou fool, that which thou sowest is not quickened except it die. And that which thou sowest not the body that shall be, but bear again, it may chance of wheat or some other grain, but God giveth it a body that is pleased him. Verse 42, so is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown in corruption and raised in incorruption. Sown in dishonor, it's raised in glory. It's sown in weakness, raised in power. It is sown a natural body, it is raised a spiritual body. There is a natural body and there's a spiritual body. And so it is written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. The last Adam was made a quickening spirit or a life-giving spirit. Howbeit, that was not first which was spiritual, but that which is natural, and after that which is spiritual. The first man is of the earth and earthy. The second man is the Lord from heaven. And as the earthy which are there, and so forth and so on. And come on down. Come on down. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, this mortal must put on immortality. And though this corruptible shall have put on incorruptible, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. My God. The sting of death is sin. The strength of sin is the law. Thanks be to God, which has given us the victory over death through our Lord Jesus Christ. We have victory over life. We have victory over death. We have victory over sin. We have victory over sickness and disease. We have victory. We have victory. We, that's the reason, glory to God, this is called the Victory Channel. That's the reason it's the victory. That's the reason this is a Bible college that majors in victory. We are not the victims, we are the victors. Glory be to God forevermore. Give him praise and honor. We're out of time, but praise God. Praise him and praise him and worship him and praise him.
Awaken your calling at Kenneth Copeland Bible College. Come to a deeper revelation of who you are in Christ while being equipped with practical tools for excellence in ministry. Develop your faith alongside a strong, spirit-filled community that will last a lifetime.
It's real, it's raw, and it's going to be probably the most real experience that you can get from a Bible college.
We are equipping generations to use their faith boldly for a victorious life and ministry. Take the next step. Apply today.
Hello, Pastor Terry Copeland Pearson's here again as we close out these 2 weeks with Brother Copeland at the Kenneth Copeland Bible College. I've asked Pastor George to talk to us about our opportunity to give and to support the Bible College.
Yeah, it's really important, Terry, that we do support the Bible College because it's part of the vision of Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Preach the uncompromised word of faith from the top of the world to the bottom, all the way around the middle, on every available voice.
And you know, we can't do that just Brother Copeland or with you or
me.
It's going to take hundreds of us, and we're well on our way.
And there's something special that happens when you give into something like this. And let me share two scriptures with you that the Lord gave me about this. First of all, in Genesis 18, 17, it says, "And the Lord said," talking to Abraham, "Shall I hide from Abraham that thing which I do? Seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. For I know him." Does the Lord know you? "For I know him that he will command or teach his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord to do justice and judgment, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which was spoken of him." What I saw in this scripture was that the Lord knew Abraham, that he would perpetuate the heritage of faith from one generation to the next generation, and that's exactly what we're doing here at Kenneth Copeland Ministries.
Yeah, I've never seen this in that verse till just now, Pastor, but he said he'll become a great nation.
Yeah.
Because he will teach his children.
Because he'll teach his children.
This is how we take the nation.
That's right.
Is continually teaching children of God who they are in Jesus.
And another thing that KCBC does is perpetuate the heritage of faith. It says in Psalm 78, "We will not hide them," or "we will not hide those things that have been said by God. We will not hide them from our children, showing to the generation to come the praises of the Lord and his strength and his wonderful works that he has done." And then it says that the generation to come might know of them, even the children which should be born, who shall arise and declare them to their children.
That's why giving an endowment, building an endowment for Kenneth Copeland Bible College.
Right.
Because this is for the generation that's alive right now, but it's also a setup for the generations that are to come.
That's right.
So that this word of faith, that the burning torch for it never grows dim.
Amen. Amen. So you can give online, kcm.org/give, and look for the KCBC account, or text to give the number 36609 and the keyword KCBC. And you can also call using the number that's on your screen right now. And for those who want to mail in your gift, you can go to KCBC, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. And when you write, let us know this is for KCBC.
Yeah, that's really important. And of course, if you're watching outside the United States, you know, we carry this mission that you see at KCBC in everything that we do. And we're working to extend KCBC even into other nations around the world. So your faith and your support financially is working towards perpetuating this message
that's
of faith everywhere.
Praise God. So as we go, what a week this has been, 2 weeks that we've been talking to you. Remember this, God loves you,
we love you,
and Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for sowing into Kenneth Copeland Bible College. To give online, go to kcm.org/give and look for the KCBC account. You can also text to give at 36609 and the keyword KCBC.